Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Gridiron Blitz. Eric, this is Kishi. Are you there?
I am here.
Hi. Sorry about the little snafu. Technical difficulties, everyone. I apologize. I am your host this evening, and Kishi Free, joined by my wonderful, fabulous, extremely patient co-host, Eric Brown. What's going on, Eric?
As you can see, it's been a crazy weekend. Over here, crazy in a good way. So hopefully we got the technical difficulties out of the way. But yeah, you know, a little bit different weekend for me. It was my wife's birthday, so we got to go out a little bit, act like we were teenagers again. Keith Sweat and Belle Biv DeVoe were in town, so we went to go see that. So we had a lot of fun there. So I tweeted
nice.
A lot of pictures, so you You'll see it on my page.
I am going to go check it out. It definitely has been an absolutely crazy weekend. So thanks again, everyone, for putting up with me. Again, like I said, technical difficulties. Life was cruising. Everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, my Wi-Fi signal kind of dropped. And so I was like, wait a minute, where did it go? And I'm trying to log back in, and I'm trying to get there, and I'm like, oh, my gracious. And so I'm like, nothing is letting me in. So I don't know about your weather, but we've had nothing but crazy storms literally all week. So we've had really, really bad thunderstorms and lightning, and I honestly, just because of the storms, really haven't been on, you know, the internet, because I've been trying to keep it low key, and so, you know, don't want to, you know, get online while it's thundering and lightning, and of course, little people are up under me shaking and shivering, and so,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I double checked it, I'm like, okay, good, we have a signal, and then all of a sudden, I'm looking at my little box over there, and the light starts blinking, and I'm like, no, you stop blinking. I'm like, you stop that blinking right this minute. No blinking. And so then,
so it's still raining
in the
now.
Middle. No, so they're threatening another storm because we had another one last night, and the skies look kind of crazy. So if you guys might even hear the guy outside. Everyone's like mowing their lawns like crazy today because this is probably like our first really good day where it hasn't rained, you know, so everybody's like literally outside mowing like crazy right now, and I'm just like, oh my gracious, I'm like, please do not go back down. So hopefully it should be good, and life will be good. But it was funny because what I also noticed that it did was that it kicked out all of my presets. So all of my you know, because you have your laptop, and you have all your presets for what everything's going to be, and so you don't even want to have to log in anymore. No, I've had to literally go back in now and go back and log back into everything because nothing, when the Wi-Fi dropped, it dropped all my presets. So I'm like, oh, man, that totally stinks. So, yeah, this
yeah,
is going to be...
I hate that.
Oh, my God, don't you hate that too? I'm just like, no, like everything, you had it all set up just the way you want it. And
yep,
everything
you
like
go
that.
Do it all over again.
Yes, and that is like totally not fun or cool or anything. But you know what? You roll with the punches and you keep it moving. And truthfully, you know, I'm excited. We had the little snafu. We got hit with the little speed bump. But you know what? You keep moving. So this is called A Little Grace Under Fire, and I'm happy. And, you know, hopefully we are ready to get back in and roll. So are you guys ready for a great show today? Yay, I know. So I'm checking to see, because hopefully we're going to have some really awesome guests calling in today. And if not, we certainly have a lot of really good stuff to get into from the ladies' games and, you know, with regards to all that we've got going on for today. So the first thing I want to mention is we have a new Twitter contest going on. So I have to absolutely positively get that going, you know, before we jump into the No Joke Football Huddle. So if you tweet us a killer selfie with a No Joke Football tee and show yourself wearing your tee at practice, at the gym, or on the go, tweet that pic for us at hashtag No Joke Football for your chance to win a $100 Victoria's Secret gift card. And this promotion ends July 31st. So we are going to be running this all month long. So, again, ladies, go ahead and tweet your selfie and use the hashtag NoJokeFootball. And you make sure you're wearing your T-shirt that says NoJokeFootball. And show, again, at the practice, at the gym, on the go, you know, and for your chance to win $100 Victoria's Secret gift card. So let's get into some of these games. Eric, do you have the LFL games today?
Yes, I do. Actually, the most recent game was because, I mean, there's only six teams, so they don't play a bunch of games at one time. But the most recent game was the Atlanta Steam versus the Omaha Hearts, and the Steam just absolutely went out and steamrolled pretty much. It was a home game for Atlanta. They won 71-13. Omaha's had a tough year. As of right now, they're 0-5. I know they started out pretty rocky, and they've replaced some players since they've started, but it doesn't look like it. Things have really turned around much for them as far as the win category. So yeah, so they got steamrolled. So the next game,
they did.
The LA Temptation against Las Vegas Sin. That's on the 23rd. So that is coming up. So that'd be definitely a good matchup to watch. So we shall see what happens there.
All right. Well, I've got the IWFL scores, and that is for Women's Pro Tackle Football League, IWFL. And we have our matches now set for the July 25th championship game in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We will have the Pittsburgh Passion versus the Utah Falcons in the IWFL World Championship game. And I have to say, this is awesome because the Passion are defending their title. They are the 2014 winners, and now they are going back to the World Championship game again for the second time in a row. So that has got to be exciting for the Passion fan. And the Passion defeated the Carolina Phoenix to get back to the championship. And they definitely had a lot of passion. And unfortunately, the Phoenix did not rise in this game. The score was 41-12. And this was for the Eastern Conference Championship game. The defensive leaders for the Pittsburgh Passion were Jessica Melko, and she had 7 tackles and 1.5 sacks. Hannah Damon had 5 tackles and 1 fumble recovery. And D-backs Kim Beaver and Ashley Strong combined for 13 tackles. So they really and truly were just running all over the Phoenix. I don't know if they were ever going to get reborn in this game. And for the Pittsburgh Passion, the offensive leaders were quarterback Lisa Horton, and she had 11 completions out of 14 tries for 172 yards for the game. That was her quarterback completion rate for the game. And running back Tara Cantone, who is a rookie, had 11 attempts for 173 yards and 3 touchdowns. So truly the Passion were all over this game. And they are going to be playing against the Utah Falcons. And the Utah Falcons have also been undefeated this season, and they truly scorched the Blaze. They won 73-0 over the Madison Blaze. So both the Falcons and the Passion are undefeated this season. So I am looking forward to a great matchup in South Carolina. But I have a feeling they're going to soar, and the Passion are going to play with plenty of heart. Now, in the WFA, the Women's Football Association, here are our matchups. In the National Conference, the D.C. Divas are going to be playing the Chicago Force, and the Divas will be hosting that match. And in the American Conference, the Dallas Elite will be playing against the San Diego Surge, and Dallas will be hosting. Now, let me just throw this out here, because you already know that I am a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. So you already know what matchup I want this to be. So we don't even have to pretend. I absolutely, positively want the D.C. Divas to win and play the Dallas Elite in the championship game for the WFA. I'm biased. I'm going to own my bias. The problem, however, is who am I going to root for? That is going to be a difficult thing for me. Because, you know, I really and truly support the D.C. Divas. I love those ladies. They play with a lot of heart. And if we are lucky, Callie Bronson, who has joined us earlier in the season, will be calling in tonight to help join us and join us in studio. And hopefully she'll be able to talk to us and connect with us and give us a little bit more. Oh, great. And we do have a caller. Hold on 1 second. Let's check and see if this is Pete or if this is Callie. Because if this is Pete, he's coming to talk about the LFL. Hello, this is Kishi. And Eric,
hi, Kishi.
Who have we got tonight?
This is Backseat Coach. How are you?
Yay, you made it. Hello. Wonderful.
I did. How are you?
Oh, well, I think I've survived the snafu of the dropping Wi-Fi.
I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
I checked back in to make sure, you know, see if you guys were coming back on, and I heard you talking women's football, and I heard you say that you had a matchup that you wanted to see in the WFA. And
yes, I do.
I said I gotta call in. I gotta call in and talk about
you
it.
Have to call in. Are you kidding me? When do we not want you to call in? Oh my gosh, you know we love having you on. Well, you know, like I said, it was just a little. You know, I'll tell Eric, we have just had the worst thunderstorms all week long. And so, you know, we even had them again last night. And so just because of that, hadn't really been on my laptop. And I'm sitting there trying to log on to the show. And all of a sudden, I'm looking over at my little monitor for my box. And my Wi-Fi light is just blinking, blinking. And then it went off. And I'm like, so, but you know, we just like the ladies, I am a.
Uh-oh. Kishi, Eric, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, did we lose Kishi again?
Yeah, I think we may have lost her. Let's see. I'm going to see if I can text her real quick. So.
But, yeah, so I'm excited. So, okay, so tell me, who do you want in the WFA matchup, Backseat Coach?
Well, you know, it's not really about what I want. It's about what you want. And I predict that D.C. and Dallas will face each other in the WFA National Championship in August. I think these two conference championship games are not necessarily easy to predict. I think all four of these teams have a very good chance of winning. You know, if Chicago and San Diego ended up in a rematch of the 2013 WFA championship, I would not really be that surprised. All of these teams are championship caliber teams. And I think it'll be very, very interesting matchups across the board. I don't think there are going to be any blowouts, but I think there's going to be very fine competition. Now for D.C., I mean, D.C. has been playing very strong football all season long. A quarterback, Allison Hamlin, has really had the best year that I've seen her have. She she's number one in quarterback passing rating, which is 138.2, and she's thrown 20-something touchdowns and zero interceptions this year, which is you know, kind of been, I think, a problem for her. Not so much with the number of interceptions, but, you know, it definitely interceptions have kind of plagued the Divas, especially in the playoffs. And Hamlin has just been really pretty amazing this year. DC's passing attack is very formidable. And I'm not sure. Chicago has a very good secondary. And it'll be very interesting to see how they match up, and whether or not Chicago can sort of contain DC's passing attack. But I think that's the key to victory for DC, is just keep that train rolling, as it were.
Well, now, and I think that, you know, of course, Eric is going to be biased because, of course, he went to Chicago for us to win. And I have to say, you know, these ladies have really been putting up some good numbers. I mean, the Surge defeated the Seattle Majestics 57-27. I mean, that's a 30-point differential, and the Seattle Majestics are not a slouch team. So I honestly think Dallas is really going to have their hands, you know, full for this one because, you know, it was an easy win over the Kansas City Titans, you know, with a 70-14 win, you know, so they can actually qualify to play in the conference game against San Diego. But I really think that Dallas is, I agree with you, Coach. It's going to be a tight one because, like we said, you know, we know Seattle Majestic, they play, and they play hard, and those ladies play well. So for the Surge to come out with a score like that, I'm really predicting that this is going to be a hard-fought battle.
I think the Surge definitely exploited Seattle's youth. Seattle had a lot of rookies this year, more than in the recent past. So while they still were very strong team, and you know they won out the regular season in the Northwest with 8 wins and no losses. So they were dominant, but I don't think they were as strong as they have been last year and maybe the last couple of years. San Diego, on the other hand, has a lot of game experience. And they added even more this year by adding a legend running back, Jessica Springer, to their arsenal of already really tough running backs, Nina Guidry and Alexis Snyder. Their quarterback, Melissa Gallegos, has been playing what seems like forever. She's probably, you know, she's definitely one of the most experienced quarterbacks in the game, in the history of the game, really. So I think that San Diego's experience definitely helped them out. Now, in some ways, you know, Dallas also has a lot of experience. They have a lot of veterans from the Dallas Diamonds that folded a couple of years ago. And so I think Dallas can match San Diego with experience. The thing about San Diego, though, is in a way they might be too experienced because they're veterans. They have a lot of veterans, and they're getting up there in age. And playing in the Dallas Heat is very, very taxing. Certainly, even for, you know, young folks who work out. But I think that might really start to work against San Diego. And I think Dallas has that advantage. It'll be very interesting, though, of course. The one thing that I look at when I see the Dallas team is, you know, their quarterback is, I'm not sure if she's a rookie, but she's not a highly experienced quarterback, but she has played very well this season, and she's got a 116.5 passer rating. It seems like she's managed that offense very, very well, but I do not believe that she has playoff experience at this position. So it'll be very interesting to see if there's going to be any jitters, if Dallas gets off to a slow start on offense in the playoffs, how that might impact the game. But I think if Dallas can stretch the game out, they can wear down San Diego.
Well, now what about when the Divas are going to play the Force? I know you had spoke about them for a little bit, you know, earlier, but my phone dropped for a second, so I missed part of what you said. And I'm looking at their score. The Chicago Force, you know, won 49-18 over the Boston Renegades. Now, if I remember correctly, the Renegades have gone through a revamp. Is that an appropriate term to use, you know, for the ladies?
A change in ownership, and, really. A change in everything.
Ownership.
Right. They had a change in ownership. The coaching staff, they retained some of their old coaches, but, you know, their big three coaches are no longer on the team anymore. They had 10 rookies this season, which is more rookies than they've had, you know, at least in the last, you know, since they were the Militia in 2008
right.
in their first year.
Well, for
so
them to get to the playoffs,
yeah.
then that was really good.
Oh,
I mean, even
absolutely.
Just to get this far in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I think
so
it was a very
to,
successful
yeah.
season for them, in my opinion.
That's what
now,
I thought.
Now, Chicago also is going through some transitions, too, not with ownership or coaching staff so much as with their longtime leader at quarterback, Sammy Grassafe, retiring, and
right.
Chicago brought in a new quarterback who used to play for Seattle, Rachel Gore. She's a very athletic player. She can run and pass. And they also brought a very good wide receiver and safety from Seattle, Jamie Fornell. So they have brought in some good players, but you know they lost the player that they would really built the team around, and that's never an easy transition to make. So Chicago is obviously also done very well in kind of managing those really big transitions to get to the playoffs and be playing at a high level. So it's, but I think, you know, I mean, I think this is DC's, season to win it. This is their best chance I think they've had in really a long time since I've been watching women's football, which is 8 or maybe 9 years now. This is DC's chance. They got to get it this year because, you know, Chicago's only going to get better next year, and Boston is only going to get better next year as they sort of recover, if you will, from the upheaval of those transitions that both of those teams went through this year. So DC, you know, DC's going to have tough competition next year. They got to get that championship this year.
Well, now, what do you think will be if the Divas and the Dallas Elite, which you predict are going to end up in the WFA championship finals, who's going to host the match, or where will that match be played?
It'll be played at a neutral site. It's slated to happen in Los Angeles, California. I haven't got it right in front of me, but the venue is set, the date is set, and you know, it's championship weekend. There will be an All-American game. There will be a mid-major bowl game, invitation by invitation, I think. And then this championship game. Let me see if I can bring that up real quick. Get the details to you listeners. Won't take but a second.
Oh, no, we appreciate your – we're thankful that you called in, that you gave us a second chance, and – you know, we always look forward to having you on the show. What the insight you provide, you know, is always invaluable. And I don't know, I can't speak for Eric, but I know as I'm so new to this, you know, every time you come on, I just continually learn more about the game, you know, and the players, and in terms of what's happening in the transitioning, especially because it seems like, and again, I could be wrong, that the women's game is going through a major transition. So having someone with that back history and knowledge is extremely insightful and helpful.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I attended the Boston Renegades versus Chicago Forest game. And as I am live in Boston and of course, a huge fan of the Renegades. And I went to the after party, you know, even though, the season ended for Boston earlier than they wanted. There's a real just positive vibe, and I got to talk with a number of veteran players, and I was speaking with one in particular, Amy Sauer, who played on the very first women's tackle football team in the Massachusetts area back in 1999 and 2000. That team was called the New England Storm, and I was talking with Amy Sauer really about how different the women's football game is today compared to back then. And she said the biggest thing, like back then, the ladies didn't work out in the off season, you know, as the thing that they do. They, you know, they just showed up. It was much more recreational. They showed up and they played football. But these days, the game is much more physical. Most of the women who play football, they work out in the off season and through the season. They are physically fit and they are training all the time. And if you don't take that approach, you can't make any of the best teams. And that, she said, that was the biggest difference between back then and today. And it really makes me think about what this game is going to look like 10 years from now. It's I mean, I already feel it's legit. It's a legit sport, and it's entertaining, and it's a high level of play. And 10 years from now, I think we're going to be watching something even more amazing. So I like to, you know, I like to sort of proselytize the gospel of women's football. And in doing so, let me say that the Women's Football Alliance National Championship game will be on August 8th, 2015. And it's going to take place at Southwest College Stadium in Los Angeles, California. And if you went to WFAfootball.net, you'll be able to find information about the game, how to get tickets, how to make a reservation at a hotel, everything you need to know.
Awesome. That is so amazing. Well, like I said, I am, you know, like I said, learning so much, you know, just about the game. And, you know, and I'm sitting there and, you know, and I'm doing my research, and because I had the IWFL games last week, and so again, just sitting there, you know, reading, learning names, learning positions, who did what, you know, who were the tackle leaders, really taking the time to look at their pages and their websites, and you know, their Facebook pages and their Twitter handles, and you know, just really trying to soak it all in. And it is pretty amazing. Eric, I feel like I'm monopolizing everything, so I'm being a really, really, really co-host today. Did you have any questions for Coach?
Yeah, you were talking earlier about, well, just a minute ago, about the level of play. It kind of brings a thought to my mind that I kind of thought about earlier. And hopefully I don't insult anyone here, so that's not my intention, but it seems like the players in the LFL versus the players in the outdoor game, they seem to be, in my eyes, a little bit more advanced physically as far as not only level of play, but their level of fitness. So I don't know if anyone else has seen that or kind of felt that way. I was kind of wanted to get your take on that and if you've noticed anything as far as that goes.
I don't think that there's any difference probably in the physical fitness or physicality. I think probably what you don't get in the LFL that you do get in women's outdoor football is the variation of body types that are typical for a game like football. You got to have bigs to play on your O-line and your D-line in women's outdoor football, same as men's. You know, you need short, speedy people. You need you know, tall receivers, tall, lanky receivers who can go up and get the ball. You need different I think you need a wider variation of players in the women's outdoor game than in the LFL. I think in the LFL you see mostly people with mostly the same body type. I think they all, you know, spend a lot of time becoming physically fit and staying physically fit and working out and, you know, advancing their careers by being serious in the gym and with nutrition and all that stuff. So, I mean, to answer your question, I wouldn't say that there's any remarkable difference between, you know, physical fitness between those two leagues and really even between sports, you know.
Yeah.
Women's soccer, you got to train, you got to work out. It's the same thing.
Right.
You got to be physical. You got to be physically fit to play at these levels.
Yeah, definitely. Also, just to kind of move over to the LFL side for a little bit, I was listening to another show that features the LFL, and they were kind of touting Seattle is the team to beat this year. They're saying they're expecting them to win a championship. I know Lily Granston, who is a major player for them, is dealing with injury issue right now. They were kind of comparing her to Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks. So I mean, he's kind of heart and soul of their defense, so to speak. Do you foresee them getting that far without her? I think she's supposed to be out maybe another couple more weeks. Do you foresee that happening? Or, because to me it seems like, and I know it may sound kind of biased, me being from Chicago, but, I mean, Chicago, I mean, they're undefeated right now. You know, they've played two tough games against the Steam, beat them twice. So it looks like they're just rolling right now. So just kind of want to get your feel for who might be taking the championship this year.
To be honest with you, I'd believe whatever you said, I would believe, because I don't follow the LFL at all. To be honest with you, I don't follow the game. I follow the WFA and the IWFL and the WSFL, which is the Women's Spring Football League. I try and follow them a little bit. Mostly into 11 person outdoor. So as far as things like standings and teams that play arena, I just don't know. It's just not my game.
Now with the LFL game, and I know that because you brought up a really good point just now, Coach, you know, that there are differences. Again, at some point in time, besides the full kill and the LFL games, do you predict at some point, and I know we've touched on this in the past, and following with Eric's statement about the two different leagues, do you perceive in the future there will at least be two leagues, one, the LFL, and then two, one, some kind of combination of all of these multiple different women's leagues so we can have, you know, like the NFL, bring it all under one umbrella, and then have one conference be maybe the IWFL and the other conference be the WAFA? I mean, is that realistic?
That's a really good question, of course. I think broad spectrum, I think you're going to see a lot of different variations of women's football. I mean, women's football is growing and it's going to continue to grow. There are sixes and eights, people playing in formations of six and eight, indoor, outdoor. Of course, there's flag. I mean, there's all kinds of football already happening for women, and I think there's going to be more of it in the future. Some will have money behind it, and some of it will just be purely recreational. There's now a girls tackle football league in Utah that had a very successful first season. I think they had four teams. Sam Gordon, who is an awesome little running back who went viral with some of her highlight videos, is part of that league. And so even now young girls are starting to play football. So we're going to see a lot of different variations of football across the country and the world. As far as a governing body for football, USA Football is involved in women's tackle football. They don't govern the leagues per se in terms of kind of, you know, managing it like an NFL type of situation. I don't think the NFL will get involved in women's football. I don't think the existing leagues will merge for politics. I mean, never say never, they say.
Okay.
But I think at this point right now, there are two major national leagues in women's football, outdoor football, the WFA and the IWFL, and they can continue to operate essentially without each other for some time. Certain things have got to change. There's so many teams. I couldn't imagine if those two leagues merged into one league, there would be so many teams, it might be hard to manage. But I think that's perhaps a discussion for another day.
Okay, cool. Well, it's almost 8:30, so we will be wrapping up soon. Coach, again, thank you so much for jumping on and, you know, coming back and following us, you know, on the air. Again, I really, really appreciate that. Is there anything else before we wrap up that you would like our listeners to hear or know about? Oh, wow, hold on 1 second before we go. It looks like we just got a phone call. Hold on, guys. Hi, you're on the air live on the Gridiron Blitz. Who's this? Oh, we just lost them. Okay, well,
hello.
I guess it is just us. I know.
I guess they didn't want to talk to you.
No, they. Well, no, I know, right? No, as soon as I clicked over, I was like, oh, no, we have a caller, yay. I may have
maybe it was a telemarketer.
No, that would be terrible. That would be terrible. But sorry, but Coach, yeah, is there anything else that you would like to say, or you know, or any other?
If there's any one
tidbit?
Thing I want to say, I just want to say, you know, get out there and watch some women's football game. There's the IWFL Championship, Pittsburgh versus Utah, and that's happening in, where's that going down? North Carolina.
It's going in South Carolina, in Rock Hill,
South Carolina,
July 25th.
That's right.
Yep,
that should be a good
weeks.
Game. I mean, Utah is an upstart. You know, if you can get to that game, go check it out. And Chicago versus D.C. in D.C. and San Diego versus Dallas in Dallas. Hopefully some of these games will be streamed. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Backseat Coach. I would definitely be tweeting out information on the games and hopefully how you can view them online or just follow them. So please support
now,
women's
oh,
football.
Oh, I'm sorry, Coach. I do have another question for you. You just reminded me of something because you're right. D.C. is going to be hosting the Chicago Force here in D.C. Do you know where that game is going to be played and the date it's going to be played? Because if possible, I'd like to go see it. I found out that they played their last game, ironically, at my alumni high school field.
Right. I'm not sure about the venue because, like you said, it's kind of changed around a little bit. But it will be 2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay.
And both of those
awesome.
Games
so,
will
okay,
happen
so they're...
in the WFA will be 2 weeks from yesterday. Yeah.
Okay, so so they're going to be on the 24th then, 25th. Yeah, no, those games are going to be on the 25th also. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. So we'll have the IWFL Championship on the 25th in South Carolina, and then the two conference games will be held on the 25th in D.C. and in Dallas.
It will be an epic weekend.
Absolutely. Eric, anything else you'd like to share? Or?
No, I think we covered it all.
Keishi,
okay, well,
Eric,
we didn't.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Coach, thanks so much for coming on again, and we look forward to having you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Good night.
You're welcome. Have
good
a
night.
Nice evening. Good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
So, Eric, we are about to close up this evening. Thank you so much, my friend, for having me and being patient with me and, you know, standing by my side as we got through. But I think all in all, we had a pretty good show.
Yeah, I think we were able to recover pretty good. So you know, we're kind of look like seasoned veterans now.
I know, right? I'm so excited. But no, but in all honesty, though, I mean, in joking, yes, you know, I think that you and I, especially being the new kids on the block, I really think we're learning and we're growing and we're really becoming more in tune to women's professional football. And ironically, just having a random conversation with a girlfriend of mine, I found out that her sister used to play women's tackle football. So now, of course,
oh, yeah.
I have to go do my investigating. Yeah. So I have to go back and do my investigating and see if I can get her to come on the show and talk about her experiences playing. Now, she played about 5 years ago, so it's been some time, but I would love to have Caprice come on the show
and tell me about her experience, you know, and tell us, you know, what she learned and what team she played for, and maybe even her some analysis of from her about how the game has changed. So who knows? But as always,
yeah,
my friend, it is a pleasure talking with you. And I know 2 weeks
same
from now,
here,
I know, and now I'm bummed because the game's going to be in D.C. and I will be at a family reunion, so I'm not even going to get a chance to watch the ladies play. I'm bummed.
Just take everybody with you.
I know, right? well, again, and we didn't even get to talk any NFL, and I know, you know, there's crazy week in the NFL, two players getting their fingers blown off, but we'll have to save that for next weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. Well, yeah. Oh, and of course the college game would happen down at Florida State, you know, with the quarterback and the bar, and now Florida State's coach, I just read, is banning all of his players from even going into bars. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot to talk about next week
between the two
championship games.
Yeah, we definitely have to get to that. So, well, I'm sure there will be some new developments coming up between now and then, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, I'm about college. I'm letting you and Erica take the lead on that. I have my opinion, but look, I stay in my lane and I just drive, and every now and then I just got to be Miss Daisy. So I'm totally content to let you two college football experts take the lead with those discussions. But again, my friend, thank you so much for sticking with me, and I really and truly am so excited and honored to have you as a co-host with all of your fabulous football knowledge and your great personality.
Hey, anytime. Definitely appreciate it. Appreciate you guys. Missed Erica tonight, but hey, we made it through, and we'll be back next week.
Absolutely. Erica, have a great time, and we miss you. And ladies and gentlemen, we are out of the No Joke Football Huddle with the Gridiron Blitz radio show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Good night.
Have a great week.